Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work. All right, so Scott and Tammy, you guys recently read an article called Suddenly Profit is King Again. So I got to ask you, why is profit so important?
Okay, Isabel, I love that you remembered that from our conversation. And I do think it's really an important topic. Scott, how about you?
I think it is the most important topic.
I think sometimes it gets lost. And honestly, when you talk about profits and those types of things, so many people are resistant to the idea of making money, like it's not a good thing. And we have nonprofits that we work with. We have for-profits that we work with. We have privately owned businesses. We have publicly held companies. You know, we work with the whole gambit. And yet sometimes I think there is this thing that says, you know, we shouldn't be profitable.
Well, and there, I think there's sometimes there's a stigma, unfortunately, because somebody might say, well, that company made, you know, this much money and they didn't treat their employees well, or they didn't treat the environment well. And we're not saying, no, do whatever you can to make a buck and, you know, poison the earth, and you know it's okay if you kill a few people along the way, as long as you make a buck. We're not saying that.
We're not saying profit at all costs. Yeah, not saying that profit is the only consideration. What I would say is this: profitability, whether it is a dollar more than you spend, $100,000 more than you spend, $1 million more than you spend, without having money left over after your costs, the organization, profit or nonprofit, it doesn't matter, soon cease to exist. We have to bring in more money than it's going out. And I think sometimes we have people who forget that in the quest of doing what's right, or in the quest of making sure our employees get paid, or in the quest of, you know, give away XYZ number of dollars, you know, to charity or whatever that is. Again, profit's not everything. Have to have a certain amount of money.
I'll tell you that years ago, someone who was the CEO of a nonprofit told me once, you can't have mission without margin.
Oh, I love that phrase.
And her point was, you know, we can be a nonprofit, but if we don't have some money coming in more than what we spend, we really aren't good stewards and we can't achieve our mission. And I'll never forget, right? I mean, I was told by someone when I did a turnaround with a nonprofit. And I was told, someone said, oh, you're running it like a business instead of a good nonprofit. You know, they were not saying it in a nice way. And, you know, my response to that is no, you know, I look at, and I think there's a number of people that when they look at a nonprofit, they think, oh, we need to give things away, or we need to, and no, nonprofit is a tax filing status. It's not a business strategy.
Oh, say that again.
Nonprofit is a tax filing status. It is not a business methodology.
Do you know, Scott, years ago, I was brought in by an organization to quote unquote save a nonprofit. And what was really, really interesting is I loved the executive director. She was a lovely, caring, giving woman. And she had been there for quite a while. And kind of her philosophical bent was the people that we serve, we need to take care of. And so as this nonprofit moved forward, it was like, well, we have people that need this. And so she would take care of those individuals. And we have people who need this. And she would take care of those individuals. And when I got called in, what happened is the cash reserves were gone. They had, at that point, somewhere between 4 and 6 months of bills, like trash collection, that hadn't been taken care of. And they were trying to figure out how they could survive. And unfortunately, she had taken all of the resources of the organization and she had given it to the people that the organization served. And I love the heart. The issue is that we couldn't turn that nonprofit around. That nonprofit no longer exists in Des Moines, Iowa. And that means that the reason for being, that the whole reason it was formed and that heart and taking care of others and building our community, that's now gone because we didn't understand this piece that says you can't take everything and give it to others. You have to invest in the infrastructure. You have to invest in leadership. You have to invest in people. You have to invest in strategy and in the things that make the business run so that the business will be there long term and be sustainable. And what's happening right now in terms of everything and the reaction around COVID and the reaction around the Great Resignation and all of that is having a huge impact on organizations and their profitability. And in the end, if these organizations don't succeed long term, if they're not sustainable, then this whole thing about increasing wages, this whole thing about increasing benefits, all of that is for naught. Because that organization won't be there not only to serve the customers that they have or the people that they were made to serve, but also the people who work there who rely on the longevity of that organization for their own success as a family.
And I do believe there are ends of the spectrum.
Of course.
Okay. So, yeah, a lot of our financial system is based on capitalism and making profit.
If you're making $1 gazillion and not paying your people well.
Yeah, right? Totally. Yeah.
If you're making $1 gazillion at the expense of ruining our environment long term, we're not talking about people on those margins.
And I think there's even places where it's you're charging I don't even want to say it's bad to charge a premium because I would say, hey, I think we charge a premium
for speed
and certain outcomes. I think when you start to then compare, hey, is there this inequity around what you charge compared to how you're paying your people compared to your record profits and what's going on in the world. I do think there are some things to say, okay, we do have a responsibility to the greater good.
And even if we look at our own organization, Scott, right? So when we look at our own organization, if we came in and said, okay, Scott, you and I are going to make XYZ number of dollars, but our staff, when we look at our comp model for our staff, we better keep it here. If we're making an exorbitant amount of money and we're paying people and we're not sharing the success of the organization with the people that work for us, I don't think we're doing the right thing.
I think that becomes really and really important as you look at this. And in the end, we all have to understand that we have a dual purpose as an organization.
Yes.
It is to serve our customer and meet our mission and to ensure that the organization is sustainable for the long haul. And that's where I think we get these misbalance because it's like, well, we have to do this, and we, you know, raise prices, lower this, and, you know, let's lay off and let's not lay off and all of those things. And I think just without stepping back and saying, okay, what's really going on when an organization makes those decisions about pay and those things? Because sometimes, yeah, it is. And the other part of that article that I found really powerful was calling out, yes, there is this piece where you have to make the organization sustainable over the long haul. And there are going to be places where, you know what, you should give up profit this year so that you're, hey, we're gonna scale up and we're gonna grow. Hey, we're in startup mode. Hey, we're launching a new product. Yep, you may eat away at some of those reserves or some of that available cash, so that you're long-term sustainable.
And I would tell you with that too, Scott, and it's going to come back to this, and for me, it is a moral piece, okay? When the organization needs to get lean for the long term, we need to get lean from the top first and then down. It is not this piece where we are going to make our frontline folks pay that cost. It starts at the top and it comes through the organization. And so that's a piece of it. And to remember, regardless of your organization, whether it's in a boom time or a bust time, if the people at the top of the organization are greedy, okay, and don't understand that we have to look at this, it's the spot that says, I can't make profitability about me and my pocket and my house and my car. I have to make it with a bigger, broader picture in mind that says the sustainability organization sustains XYZ number of families. And I have that responsibility. And it should not be so out of whack that I'm perfectly sustained and my team is not. But it also should not be so out of whack that I'm not sustaining the organization long term. And it is that delicate balance and also having that conversation. So if you're stingy, not good. If you're greedy, not good. And if you're selfish, not good. And in this spot, sit down and say, these people helped me get there. And I also have to ensure that I am not over giving in that spot so that we won't be here next year and the next year and the next year and the next year. And heck, as a small organization, Scott, we have people when we recruit them that are asking us this question, are you going to be sustainable? And I'm just laughing. We've been around for 30 years and have never laid a single person off or missed a paycheck. How many big organizations can say that? And part of that is, what are the decisions that you make? And how do you see your responsibility in the world, your responsibility to your customers, and your responsibility to your team that serves those customers and serves that mission?
And it, to me, it ultimately, and I know some people will say, well, yeah, that's theoretical. To me, it's ultimately, it is the triple bottom line. It's and it is a choice. How are you taking care of the people? How, and that's customers and your team and your staff.
Right.
How are you taking care of, you know, the planet? And in my mind, that's community and the environmental impact and all of those things. And then how you have profit, and the overlap of those is how you are sustainable in the long term.
The decision of that.
Yeah.
The conscious, and I'm making a very purposeful decision around that to say that triple bottom line has to work and be balanced. If it's not, I've not made a good decision.
Yeah. I mean, I could take any business and make a whole bunch of profit today and we'll be out of business tomorrow.
Correct. And that's what they did in the early 80s. They bought organizations, they ripped them apart and sold them, and they made their money. And then that business was broken apart and no longer successful. And if we haven't learned the lessons from what happened in the early 80s, we'll repeat them.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.